Hi, this is Steve Breeze and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the city and county of Bristol. To get things underway, let's kick this show into hyperdrive with something from Night Area. Watch Neo Progger's Night Area have released 5 albums over the last decade, and that was the excellent Afraid of the Dark from their latest album Hyperdrive, released last year. Released this year was this from Audio Plastic. Audioplastic released their debut album, In the Head of a Maniac, through Bad Elephant earlier this year. Comprising of Simon Anderson, Richard West and Deck Burke, I'm looking forward to hearing more from this band, and hopefully they can be persuaded to put in some live performances. Talking about Deck Burke.
Thank you.
That was Breathe It In from Template for a Generation, Darwin's Radio's second album. I really like both of the Darwin's Radio's albums and would highly recommend hunting them down if you don't have them. Demon may not be a prog band per se, but they certainly flirted with the genre in the mid-80s with their albums The Plague and British Standard Approved, the track you have just heard, Cold in the Air, coming from the latter. Speaking of Cold in the Air, here is one for all you listeners living north of Gloucester.
On the frozen ground, caress eyes of this cold, cold land. Feel, there's nothing to feel anymore. Numb, and bitterness to the core. Turning it back to me, turning it back to you, moving it back and forth, stuck in the frozen north.
Wisdom of Crowds, a musical collaboration between the Pineapple Thief's Bruce Sword and Catatonia's Jonas Rensk. proof that when you stick a British prog god and a Swedish metalhead in a room, they can produce something really good.
Stone Corrosion.
Okay, in town this week is the wonderful Devin Townsend for an acoustic show. Hopefully this will get you in the mood.
Thank you.
Devin's Casualties of Cool project with Che Amy Duval is definitely not prog, much of the album having a distinct country flavour. However, I hope you all like that one from it. See, I watch Nashville and know how they speak. That was Tiger Moth Tales with the wonderful Beauty Sleeps off Storytellers Part 1. As a release, I think it swings a little close to the kind of music you'd expect to find in a Disney film. Not a bad thing in itself, especially if you're a Disney fan like me. It does, however, give me some reservations about storytellers that I'm unable to quantify, especially as the musicianship and songwriting is top-notch. Maybe it was just the wife asking which Disney film it was from when she heard Rats. Now for something that definitely doesn't sound like Disney. Opeth. Off the last Opeth album to feature Cookie Monster vocals, that was the epic Porcelain Heart from 2008's Watershed album. Okay, that's pretty much it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and we'll tune in next week. To play us out, we have Arena with Ascension. Enjoy.
When moments meet as one, are you ready to part the veil and write a new beginning to this tale? So that I might understand, are you ready to start once more? With no idea of what's in store, are you ready to part the veil and write a new beginning to this tale?
Yeah. Godzilla, giving you so much prog, you don't know what to do.